I can't see.
Quiet. Quiet, everyone, please. I think we've stopped moving now. Is anyone injured?
No.
But just make sure that everyone within touching distance of you is conscious. I'm going to reset the main lights and the purification system.
Irving, you all right?
I'm okay. Are you?
Yeah. Mr. McKenzie?
Oh, fine. Look at the portholes.
Oh, we're buried. Oh, God, we're buried.
And Miss Morley, are you all right?
We are buried, aren't we?
Oh,
yes, we are under the surface, but we can't be very deep.
At least we now have light. How is everybody, sir?
At the worst shaken, I think.
Well, if the food's still servable, this might not be a bad time to serve it.
I'll see what I can do.
Good, good. Could I have your attention, please?
Sure.
We are still in one piece, and no one is worse than a little shocked, as far as I can see.
Right.
If anyone does need first aid, Sue is a trained nurse, so speak up. I think we've been unfortunate to have been caught in some sort of landslip or moonquake. There's no need to be alarmed. Even if we can't get out under our own power, Port Roris will soon have someone here. Meanwhile, Sue is about to serve refreshments, so I suggest you all relax, and I'll contact base. Selene to Port Roris. Selene to Port Roris. Come in, please.
Food's underway. Are you through?
Not yet.
What's happened? Any ideas?
I'm not sure. Some sort of landslip. Selene to Port Roris. Come in, please.
Perhaps the radio's damaged.
Possibly. I'm getting an outside pressure reading, which indicates we're deeper than I at first thought.
Well, how deep?
Well, a rough estimate, I'd say about 10 meters.
As much as that. Is everything else all right?
All equipment appears to be functional.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. No passengers allowed in here.
No, that's all right, Sue.
I don't want to intrude. Captain, Selene is your ship. I thought I'd introduce myself in case I can be of some assistance.
Glad to have you aboard, Commodore.
Commodore?
Commodore Hanstein.
The man who led the first expedition to Pluto.
I thought I recognized you, but your name didn't ring a bell from the passenger list.
I've shaved off my beard, and my alias is Hanson. Since my retirement, I've tried to do some quiet sightseeing.
Sorry about this, Commodore.
Oh, it's not your fault. How desperate is the situation?
I'll carry on with the meeting.
Yeah, fine, Sue. We're deeper than I first thought. My guess is about 10 meters.
Doesn't sound too good.
We aren't too far from Port Roris. They should find us fairly quickly.
My experience tells me to look on the black side. How long could we last if we had to?
Well, oxygen would be the limiting factor. We've enough for about 7 days, Earth days, that. Provided there are no leaks and she seems sound enough.
What about food, water, and power?
No problem. We carry the compulsory emergency supply rations. We can purify all the water we need, and there's ample power now that the main motors are shut down.
Any luck with the radio?
I think the dust's blanketed everything out. I've left the beacon on Moon Crash. If anything can get through, it'll be that.
If they had to find us any other way, any estimate how long it would take?
Well, the search would have begun as soon as our 2000 signal was missed. They'll know our general area, but we'll have sunk without trace.
In the meantime, you've got to keep the customers happy. Why not give them a pep talk about the search procedure?
Yeah, I'll do that, Commodore. Thank you.
Best not to give the impression somebody will be knocking on the door in half an hour, though. It would make it difficult if we had to wait a day or two.